night.
It's good whenever you are. Okay.
The running.
This is Virgil, WWF wrestling superstar. Listen to the running podcast. So keep on listening and don't run in.
Love it. Thanks.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle. You're listening to the Fig Cave podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
No, this is not the run-in podcast. It's the Fig Cave, but we wanted to share with you an intro that Tom had gotten done by former WWF superstar Virgil, who passed away this week. Kick off the show with him. A personality for sure that I felt like got bigger in the wrestling community even after he was done in the ring. He will be missed. I'm sure he would have been at WrestleCon if he was still with us. So,
outside of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most fun I've had at a meet and greet ever. He was, I don't know if he appreciated everybody being there, but he was literally hustling while you were in line waiting for him. Or if you were like headbangers or next to him, he would be like hustling you, trying to hustle you while you were in line for the headbangers.
He did that at the brewery shows down here.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a great meet. Like, just like, what am I watching? But RIP Mike Jones.
Breadsticks and meat sauce.
Not the rapper.
Yep.
Soul Train Jones.
We got a good show here. I don't know why I said cool. That's odd.
You just recorded a cool person. You would know
cool. It is things. A cool show. It is. Rad. We got Kanell Peterson. We got the man, the myth, the legend, the goat of wrestling figure collecting, Kyle Peterson, on the show. He wrote a book. We're going to talk to him about that. We just got done recording a Patreon special episode with a buddy, Greg Grandelli, who's a Philadelphia native. He gave us all the hot spots of where to go. He told Tom all the strip clubs he should go to. He told Nick all the cheesesteak place. He told me all the gyms I should go to work out, because I got to get my fit on. So,
Are you one of these people? I think I know the answer just by looking at the three of us, but are you guys these people that go to the gym when you're on vacation?
Oh, God. I don't go to the gym. I have a treadmill upstairs. I've been fucking neglecting.
All right.
Previously, yes. No, I love running barefoot on the beach. Not frolicking. Really? I love going for like a long run on the beach. Yeah. No sneakers, nothing.
I will say the last time I stayed at a hotel, I did use the gym, because something about being on vacation, it feels like you have so much more time. Well, you do have so much more time, but like the morning, you're not rushing to go anywhere. So you could, you know, so the last time I stayed in a hotel, I did do that.
You previously brought dumbbells with you on vacation, but with the new baggage rules.
Yeah. Yep.
No, in the month of May, I was like, I'm going to close all the rings on my Apple Watch. And we were at a baseball tournament in Maryland when I came to see you guys. And I went down to the gym. That's the only time I've ever done it in my life. I walked on the treadmill just so I'd close those rings.
Yeah.
So I should probably do that again this month. Oh, it's March 1st. I'm going to do it. I'm going to close my rings every day in the month of March on my Apple Watch.
This is the same guy who said, I haven't been to McDonald's in almost a week.
I went there twice this week.
You said that. I can't. No shame in that.
I'm sorry, man. Where else am I going to get lunch and or dinner for $4? I can't. Dude, like,
the buy one, piece. Get one breakfast sandwich deal is
McChickens. McChickens. All I need in my life.
20 piece chicken nuggets. Only $5 on the app right now. Me and Logan split one the other day. And then me and my buddies were going to a concert last night, and we split another one.
You can't go to Wendy's because they got the surge pricing now. So.
Well, yeah, how about that?
We'll get into all that. We got Kyle Peterson coming on in a couple minutes here.
He's not here yet. We got plenty of time.
Let's just bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. We can bullshit till he pops in. He should be here in a couple minutes.
Then he'll pop in. He's going
to be on that Iowa time.
Talk to him about his book. Talk to him about WrestleMania. Talk to him about Jazzwares.
See what he thought about last year's WrestleMania. I got to talk to him for a little bit at Mattel.
Yeah. I also was able to meet him. Yep.
You sat right next to him, right?
Phil, did you get to talk to him?
Here.
Did you get to hang out with him for a little bit at Mattel last year, Phil?
I did not. I was not.
Oh, that's right.
I got to take the picture of Kyle next to the He-Man statue.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Joe Shoes, I took a picture of him doing his ultimate pose.
When he was allowed to go on trips to Mattel.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Allegedly.
It's youtube.com/@KylePeterson1980. I think you can just get there by doing @KylePeterson1980, but this dude puts up more videos every day than I think some YouTube channels put up a month. He's got almost 40,000 subscribers. He does unboxings of everything from wrestling, Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles. I can't even name all the different toys. He opens toys I've never even heard of. Let's put it that way. But does toy hunts, does unboxings, does his weekly purchases. Me and my son love watching his videos. He's got two YouTube channels now. He's got so many videos. So hardest working man in the biz for sure.
For sure.
I like, then, have you ever gotten a conversation like a random collector in a store? Like, oh, do you watch Kyle Peterson's videos? I'm like,
oh, no, I never have, but that's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, dude, he's probably the most brought-up person, for sure.
Yeah?
Speak like of the devil.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that? Oh, is that your wife?
You talking to Rio?
Yeah, I was talking to Rio.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Friend of my buddy Jeff. He's like, put me on.
I'll get him on.
He can come on.
We'll save that for down the road. You can ask him all your M&M questions.
There you go. Kyle Peterson, the man, the myth, the legend. You were on my first episode before I had these two jokers with me. I was solo back when I didn't have all these ball and chains with me. Just me by myself riding down the road. Just me and you. First episode, man. Now you're back. I don't even know what episode we're on here, but your collection has grown. You have before we get into the interview, I think dropping tomorrow on Amazon, you have March 1st. The book is coming out on Amazon. Hold that baby up.
That thing is thick.
It's 700 pages. The history of Jack's classic superstars.
Yeah, just shy of 700 pages there.
That's awesome, man. Proud of
you. It's a one. It could be dropped.
You took all the photos in that book.
I took every single photo. Yeah, loose, mint on card, you name it. Wrote everything. Wrote the back and the front.
Awesome.
Did a lot. Working in silence for a long time on that.
Late
in the night.
I told you about when I told you about my book. Were you already working on your book?
Yeah, I started about a year ago, I think. Huh. Probably something like that.
A couple authors just chatting it up.
Just a couple bestsellers, I'm sure. It's like Stephen King and Oprah talking to each other. Is what this is.
I got to teach like a college course just so I can make people buy more copies of that book. Be like,
there you go.
That's what the course is, guys. That's what we're talking about here.
They get the book. So you're going to be on Amazon starting tomorrow, March 1st, for pre-order, or is the order the order?
The order is the order.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you got Barnes and Noble, which is awesome.
Yeah, and you know, Barnes and Noble. I mean, a lot of people are like, can I buy this at Walmart? Can I buy it at Target? No, you can't buy it at Walmart and Target. They only carry like Oprah's books and things like that. They don't want wrestling figure books over there. But pretty much everybody has access to Amazon and Barnes and Noble. If you say you can't buy from those two places, I mean, what are we doing? That's what I would say. Yeah. So, Barnes and Noble, about a week later, the delay with them is the hardcover. So I'm waiting to, my proof should be here any day, and then it's all ready to go as long as everything's good. So it should be about a week later on Barnes and Noble.
Signed copies at Barnes and Noble?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Barnes and Noble. I'm going to sign them. No.
All the ones in Iowa have signed copies.
You're following Rhonda and Becky on the book tour? Nice.
Yeah, you should 100% do that along your trails while you're working. Go pop into a Barnes and Noble, sign one or two, and leave it.
Yeah. I could. I mean, I got like a 9-state area I'm traveling in all the time. But the only thing is, too, it's like, I doubt it. I mean, you never know. But Barnes & Noble, so it'll be on their website. They can bring it into the store if they want to. And I'm, put that business hat on, being a realist there. Are they going to really want to put that? I mean, you never know. But I don't know. You know how it goes.
We'll see. For sure. You guys can follow Kyle on Instagram. It's the.kyle.peterson on Instagram, and then obviously we went over your YouTube, Kyle Peterson 1980. You got two YouTube channels now. You had so much content. I gotta thank you. You keep me busy when I'm just kind of down here in the Fig Cave. My son and me watch your videos. Always entertaining. You collect so much different stuff that I think it's almost literally, even if you're not a wrestling figure collector, you would enjoy your stuff. And you crank it out, man. Busiest man in the biz.
Yeah, I don't mess up. I mean, I don't mess around at all. I mean, I'm up 24/7 pretty much hustling, doing something. Either it's the day job, the night job, the wife, the kids. I'm a master multitasker, let me tell you.
Yeah, we'll get to all that for sure. But it is the_Kyle_Peterson, not dot. Don't use the dot. That's going to be a different person. But
I don't know.
How'd you find time to write this book and take the pictures and what prompted it? Like, obviously I know you've had, I was never a collector of the classic superstars, but I watched your videos and I could tell you know, you talk about everything, but I can tell when you talk about that, there's a little glimmer in your eye, Kyle, that that was, that was a line that always really kind of tugged on your heartstrings. What was it about this line that made you want to write a book about it?
You know, it all goes back. I've been a lifelong collector ever since I was a little kid. My first memories is like little kid collecting He-Man, Star Wars, all that stuff. And I never really stopped, but then you get to that point where you're, you know, going to college and, you know, you got a one bedroom apartment or whatever it is, and you just don't have the room. And I still enjoyed figures. I just, you know, I said, hey, I better sell this. It's a whole nother story there. But I was always watching and seeing what was going on. And, you know, it was a lull in my figure collecting, I guess, around that time. However, I would go to Toys R Us every Friday night, as a college kid would do, of course, on a Friday night. Why would I take my girlfriend? Oh, we got to swing in here and see what's going on. But I'll never forget, you know, I was, the internet was obviously a thing when I was in college, but I didn't pay close attention to the toy news like I do right now. So I went to Toys R Us just on a Friday night, like I usually do. And there it was, Classic Superstars Series 1. And I about fell to, I tell the story in the book, but I about fell to my knees right there in the aisle, because there had never been anything like this ever before in the action figure lines. It was always, you know, LJNs, Hasbro's, Bone Crunchers, things like that. We had Ruthless Aggression, but it was all modern people. We never had a look back to, oh my gosh, Ultimate Warrior in 2004 was a wild thing to get WrestleMania 6 Ultimate Warrior. So that just was like, holy cow. And then as the lines went, you know, series 1 through 28, and you get into the 2-packs, 3-packs, what the Classic Superstars line brought. I mean, a lot of people, we hear it, and everybody on here probably says that's so Jax from time to time. That's easy to say with 2024 eyes, but you go back, I mean, they were cutting edge for the time. It was an absolute game changer, and still some of the head sculpts hold up to this day and age. But to just see that line for the first time and then to be able to collect it as it happened, that's one question I get a lot is, how did you afford all these? Well, I bought it from series one through, and when they're $8.99, $9.99, $10.99, it's not that big a deal as you're going through getting it. It's trying to go get them 10 years later is the hard part.
So yeah, I think it's a good point, because we're spoiled now with the Legends line and all this stuff and all these other little independent companies. But back then it was a game changer to have guys from the past. So I think, you know, people as collectors now don't really see the importance of it, but I think it's it was definitely, I mean, Jerry Padour was ahead of his time for sure. So,
I mean, and you think of what that line brought, not to just wrestling figures, but all action figures in general, because uniform packaging was never really a thing throughout. That brought that. The collectability with the Chase, rare editions, the store exclusives. I mean, I guess on one side of the coin, you could say he's at fault for a lot of that, because the limited edition stuff drives people crazy. But, I mean, the 1 of 3 Ultimate Warriors, 1 of 5 Ultimate Warriors, 1 of 20 Ric Flairs. I mean, wild stuff like that, which just didn't happen in the toy industry. And now it's still not super normal, but it's more people realize it nowadays. And it, back then, it was new ground.
For sure. I remember walking into like the same story, Toys R Us, KB, wherever, and just being like, whoa, this is, I can't believe it's 2000. What, when did they drop? 2003, 2002?
Yeah, I mean, it was early 04. Yeah.
And just being like, oh, like exactly what you said. Oh my God, there's an Andre the Giant action figure that I can kind of be cool and collect. Out of this whole series, the whole Classic Superstars line, what do you think is the best one that has ever been released? What do you think is the worst one that has ever been released?
Man,
best and worst out of the whole line.
I mean, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of stuff I like. I really love the Terry Funk that was released early on. I mean, that still holds up to this day. It's a beautiful, obviously I'm biased with Terry Funk, Ultimate Warrior being my favorites. I mean, that was the first thing that jumped. Actually, it's gonna be the Terry Funk Bloody Edition, 1 of 100. Nobody did bloody figures back then. I mean, it was just a totally different world. There was those figure toy company ones that I'm not a fan of those. And I think those might even have been somewhat around the right time. But that Terry Funk was an all-timer. There's no doubt about it. And then, boy, the worst. There is some bad ones. I mean, as much as I love them because they're so bad sometimes. But some of those, like Yokozuna is a bad one. I mean, he's a big dude, obviously. But they gave him this little peanut head. And I think that ruins that figure. But, I mean, I'd have to sit and think about it. I'm sure I can think of the worst ones. I mean, there's some real rough ones for sure. But
is there one you were super excited for and then just the execution besides Yoko? Like, that you're like, oh, he's coming out. And then you're like, what is this?
Yeah. some of the end of the line stuff. And, you know, whenever that day happens with Mattel, we're going to see the same thing. And, you know, it's one thing too. Mattel's not, there's a lot of crap from Mattel and there's a lot of good stuff from Mattel, no different from Jax back in the day. But some of the later stuff at the very end, you know, the Bret Hart from the last series in his jorts, it was basically, let's just use John Cena's jorts mold. We'll put on Bret Hart. I mean, Bret did wear jorts, but I don't know if you wore them down to like his ankles that low. So that was pretty wild.
Yeah. Cool.
What the managers being like bigger than some of the wrestlers is what got me. Is like, I understand not, you know, not everything is always in scale and things like that, but yeah, like, is it Paul Bearer? Is it Paul Bearer that's like bigger than the Undertaker in one of them?
Pretty bad. Yeah, and you know, once again, I look past that a little bit just because at the time Hasbro's, LJN's, everything for the most part was the same size, and it's like, a lot of us are scale snobs and size snobs in this day and age. And it's like, but that was really the first time anybody ever started talking about it. And it's funny is like that Paul Bearer, there wasn't a lot of people talking about it at the time because it was common to have that kind of stuff. But years later, I mean, and that reminds me, I mean, the worst figure is probably that Kane from that three pack, Undertaker, Kane, Paul Bearer, classic three pack. That Kane is an all time brutal figure. And that was, that was one that immediately I saw it and said, this is very disappointing. Phil was so disappointed, and he said, I'm out of here.
Wow. He left. That Kane.
Wow.
He's going to offend him. Yeah, he's going to go put that T-shirt he made of the Kane. I just
saw Nick's line there. Sat near Kyle at Mania. That's very true. He did.
Yeah. Anything to rub it into Phil. The scale, it was even, I think Jeremy got interviewed by the Major Boys like a while ago, which I hope people can go back and find that or listen to that. It's such a great interview. But he said that that's like one of the first regrets. Like, he's like, you know, we're looking at hindsight, but scale. He's like, we didn't even think about scale when we did it. So we have to kind of ignore it, but I know what you're saying. Like, it's,
there's a, in the book, I got a nice, you know, I spent some time with Jeremy a couple occasions, had a couple of calls with Jeremy. There's a nice interview in the book with Jeremy where we talk about some of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I probably have like 10 of the classic superstars, but the first one I bought, and I think it was a gift for my dad because he looks like them, is the Afa Sika and Captain Lou, the three pack.
Yep.
Which was buried in his closet for, you know, 15 years. I actually rebought it and then I found it in his closet. I'm like, I told you I had this. Like, where is it? So, I love that. I love that three pack. It's like, I think it's perfect for the whole idea of that line.
Yeah, Captain Lou is ripped out of his mind, too. He's got abs.
Yeah.
So authentic.
I didn't even realize the two-packs were a thing. And then me and one of my friends, we went. So we collected. We also collected the McFarlane Sports Picks figures. And he is a landscaper. He'd get laid off in the winter. I was DJing at bars and stuff. So, like, I had nights off and or days off during, and things like that. So we're in the Northeast. We took a ride to Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada, and just for the hell of it, we're like, we both have the day off. It's a 3-hour ride there, 3-hour ride back. Let's just do it. Well, boys' day, right? And I walked in, and there was a Demolition 2-pack in Toys R Us up there, and I was like, yeah, I'm grabbing this. There was a bunch of others that I had never seen before, and I just remember like the hard-eyed emoji before it's time, like at the wall of Toys R Us in Canada. And then they were everywhere once I got back in the States a couple weeks later. But
of course,
I want to believe they had some sort of little French like accent over Axe, Smash, and Demolition. Like,
that's there was no way to identify that it was Canadian.
You know, Quebec, beautiful this time of year, of course. You should get. But you know, the wild thing about, and this is one thing I talk about in the videos, I do a classic superstars video every single Tuesday. I actually got them in the can all the way through the end of 2025. That's how far ahead I am.
Wow.
Every single week. Yeah, I'm way ahead. Like a year ago, I did them. And the one thing about that's crazy about those two packs and the Walmart three packs is, and it's different than this day and age, this was some of the fun and excitement of hunting the classics at the time. We had no idea they were coming out because Ringside solicits, you know, the latest classic superstars line, the latest elite one, because they're trying to sell them. Toys R Us had the exclusive two packs. Walmart had the exclusive three packs. And what they ended up doing was, hey, we don't have to promote these. Jack said, I don't have to promote them. They're already sold to Toys R Us. It's up to Toys R Us to promote them. They never did. But people on the West Coast usually would walk in and say, oh my gosh, here's Demolition. And you go to the wrestling figure boards, and people post it, and they say, I just saw Demolition. And then, of course, everybody would say, no, you didn't. Show a picture. Show a picture. And then eventually the picture would come. And I knew, like clockwork, once the West Coast hit, it was two Fridays later my Toys R Us would hit. And like clockwork, I'd get them every single other – 2 weeks later on Friday, I'd pick them up.
Just like, just like all the Walmarts now.
Yeah.
Perfect distribution.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. But it was wild time. Like, you had no idea what was coming out for Walmart and Target until somebody found it out there. It was just that's one thing I miss about collecting, especially be it any line, is you know what's coming out 6 months to a year ahead. There's very rare we get just a surprise. I think Todd McFarlane, he's on the couch right now sleeping, but he Todd, yeah, come on, Todd, get in here. He does that occasionally. He'll drop something real quick, which is really nice and feels old school to me. I miss that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, I do miss that a little bit.
Sure. I feel like we got a little bit of that at the end. Sorry, Nick. At the end of the Toys R Us run, where like we'd walk in, somebody would walk in somewhere, and there'd be like one of those WWE Network exclusives that nobody knew was coming. And it was like everybody and their mother was running to Toys R Us that Saturday or whatever day it dropped, trying to find it. But I feel like we haven't had that in quite a bit.
Did we know about that ladder match 2-pack before that dropped on? That was like San Diego Comic Con last year. That kind of dropped randomly. I mean,
some of the Amazon ones, people just find the links. It's crazy. Like,
yeah. The Gooker and Undertaker. I remember talking to Steve at San Diego Comic. Was it San Diego Comic Con or WrestleMania? It was one of
WrestleMania.
Those
he was like, oh, they kind of spoiled it.
Like, yeah, they beat us by like 6 hours or something like that. And then same thing happened to Hasbro today in the G.I. Joe stream. The Tiger Force 2-pack got dropped on Target like 4 hours before the stream.
Oh, Jesus.
It happens.
So safe to say this is your favorite, the Classic Superstars is your favorite line?
You know, it's tough because obviously I grew up with the LJNs and Hasbros. I mean, those were my hardcore playing days. I mean, so much fun. And I still remember, like, I'd literally sit and play with my wrestling figures and G.I. Joes for like 8 to 10 hours a day. Like, my dad will tell the story, like, I just put Kyle in the basement, we'd shut the door, we'd leave for a long time, and he wouldn't even know we're gone.
All the Joes, I'd be running pay-per-views with the G.I. Joes. That was my fig fit
for
hours.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know, the classics is probably extra special because I don't know. It's like sentimental in some ways, but it's, if it didn't happen, would I be collecting now? Would I be doing what I'm doing right now? I don't know if I would, because it really brought me back. And then that snowballed to, oh my gosh, here's a G.I. Joe 25th anniversary line that's coming out, a figure subscription club for G.I. Joe, jumping into that. And then, oh, there's this Transformer here. And oh my gosh, these new Marvel Legends, and it just snowballed. And without Classic Superstars, you know, you're at the age where you're in college, you know, it's that's a tough time to say you either stay or you go.
Yeah, same age. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people are gone by then. So I think if the classics wouldn't have hit, I think I would have been just moved on from figures altogether, probably.
I would say the same thing for me. Like, if I didn't see the classics in 2004 and the McFarlane sports picks and stuff like that, I don't think I would be doing this now. I don't know what I'd be doing, but
yeah.
Dude, you got an important job. You got a lovely wife, Angie, who's in your videos. You got two great kids, you got three dogs, I think. I mean, you're dropping videos. Like, what on, like, how do you find time to, like, how do you balance your time? Because I don't know how you do it.
It's a lot. That's why, you know, I hear people say, oh my gosh, I can't put up one video a week or something like that. It's like, there's time. I mean, there's always time. And I've always thought this ever since I was a little kid. You know, I have never not been unemployed since I was 12 years old. It's the saddest thing ever. I was like, I yell at my dad. I yelled at him the other day because my work day job is, I'm surprised I haven't had multiple heart attacks by now. There's a lot on my plate every single day. And it's the height of its stress right now. That's a story for off air. But I always say there's always time. If you want to do something bad enough, you'll find time for it. Yeah, I mean, you will. And it's just, you know, I don't sleep as much. I think I'm turning into my dad in my old age because he never slept either. So I guess that's what I'm doing. But, you know, you work all day and stuff and you eat dinner, hang out with the kids and stuff. And then the kids, you know, they want to be on their iPad or whatever as they get close to bed. And that's when you start editing videos, doing stuff you need to do, things like that. But maybe the lion's share of my stuff's done on the weekends, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday is kind of my day. I get up extremely early on Sunday and I crank out like 95% of my content on Sundays. I just start early in the morning, go like 12 hours straight of shooting, basically, and just roll with it. And then
Are there outtakes? Is that even a thing? Are you just so you got it outtakes, goes, or you just so
some outtakes of it? Yeah, sometimes
every once in a while, I really don't mess up very often because I speak to large groups for a living. So like, I can flow my words pretty good, or at least what I want to, and so it's not like a lot of, you know, I feel for people that would stumble and stammer or start going the wrong way, because that's a that'd be a lot of work in the editing booth. But really, I can about edit a video in about as much time as it takes to watch it. I mean, I watch through it once and edit it and go through. But yeah, it's wild. I'm just lucky. I mean, it takes a long time to, you know, get the glamour shots and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the lion's share of the editing process. But yeah, it's just a cycle I've been into. And usually I'm, you know, in a hotel a couple nights a week, most of the time traveling. And that's a great time where I can never sleep in a hotel. So I'll just hammer out editing the videos, things like that. And
good call.
I just roll with it. So it's just kind of the, you know, routine I've been in for, and it'll be 4 years, I think, at the end of March. And, you know, I do 4 videos every single day for a year now. It's been 3 videos every single day for 2 years now. And I mean, I'm currently working on probably the biggest project of my life. So you guys get a little scoop. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's a game changer. So we'll see. More to come.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Come on, man. Give us a little more tease than that. Jeez.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's okay. Figure related, but it's outside of the figure world as well. So,
okay.
You're doing retros. Great. I'm
gonna do local independent wrestlers retro line. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh yes.
Gimmicks and grapples. $55 and it's $54 if you use our discount code.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, let's I don't want to keep you too much longer. Let's fly through the rest of these questions here and we'll get you out of here because All right, that's good. That's good.
As long as
you all right, WWE or Masters.
WWE or Masters?
Yep.
Oh, WWE all day. Okay. Easy.
All right. Wow. Yeah. It's tough because you have a whole room now for the Masters.
I do. But that... I mean, I got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrestling rooms.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I watched that last video of the crowdfunding, Masters that you did, the giant set. And I was just like, yeah, I was just like, a little bit of FOMO kicking in. I got out of that line and I'm like, I'm glad I did. And then I watched that and I'm like, oh no.
I still got to do it. I mean, that's one thing that I need to find time for. And I'm trying to struggle is my collection is a little bit of a more messy than I would like it to be. I mean, we've all been there, but doing my year end best of videos, you know, grabbing a figure here, there, I did so many of those videos. Now I got like boxes of stuff I need to put back. And it's that's a full day thing. And then I got to build, you guys saw that video on Attorney. I built that whole platform and all that. I'm going to set up that whole universe on a table. Well, I got to do all that still as well. So that's going to be a full day project. So first world problems.
Yeah, right.
When you are scrolling the internet and something pops up on Entertainment Earth or Big Bad Toy Store, Ringside, what makes you say, oh, I need that for the collection? Like, what are your rules? I feel like just – when I get that YouTube notification, I feel like you buy everything or you get everything. What is, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all. Yeah. But like, I got a notification about a Power Ranger thing today that you did. And I was like, I didn't even realize he did Power Rangers. So is there like, what does it take for it to make it to Kyle Peterson's collection?
Yeah, I've got rules. I've got very specific rules on stuff too. And my biggest rule, and I've said it before, is I will never have a storage unit. I will never have stuff in storage. If I can't see that I have the item, I don't need it in my collection. If it doesn't mean enough for me to display, I don't need it, because you could have a bunch of stuff in a tote, but then it's just a tote. It's like, how do I know? Maybe my wife threw everything away in there and it's full of Halloween decorations now. I mean, I guess you look yourself and say, oh, I got that whole collection. So that's one rule I do have. And obviously, you know, as there's only so much space in everybody's collection, so eventually things have to go. And I do cycle out stuff from time to time. There's a few things, like I just dropped the Ultimates, my Mint on Card set. I said, you know what? I'm not doing it. It doesn't feel special anymore. They're putting too many out. I love the idea of it when there was like 6 to 9, maybe 10 a year. That felt special. But when you're putting 3 in a series, and nothing against Bobby Lashley, I like Bobby Lashley, but that was kind of the hint. Him and Bianca kind of broke the camel's back a little bit, because it just felt like, not that they're not worthy, but just it didn't feel special. It just felt like another set of figures. So there's definitely stuff. So I dropped out of a Double Up Club on that kind of stuff. Star Wars, you know, I bailed on a lot of Star Wars stuff, but basically it's got to touch my inner child or something. It has to be something I'm interested in. I'm not going to buy something just to buy it. I mean, it's got to be something I do like or whatever. Now, there is occasionally a thing. Where is it? Right here. I got this guy for $3, the Penguin from the DC McFarlane. Occasionally something like this will come in the collection, but it's Entertainment Earth with the discount code. You get free shipping with $79. Well, you always get something that's like $76, and then it's $20 shipping. I'm like, oh, I need $3.
Yeah, I know.
So they have this big outlet section, and he was $2.98. Put me over the edge to get free shipping. So every once in a while, I'll get something like that. But it's got to be something that I can relate to. And really, it's basically Masters of the Universe, G.I. Joe, He-Man, obviously the wrestling, Thundercats, and I dabble in the Mythic Legions a little bit. I just get the ones I think look really cool. But besides that, that's really all I collect. I can't remember if I said Marvel Legends in there, but yeah, it's just that kind of stuff. And then occasionally you'll get a crazy figure like that, a Nosferatu NECA or something like that. I'll pick up something like that just because, you know, I don't know if you guys know this. I'm one class away from a minor in film. One of these days, gonna finish that up.
Come on.
With all the extra time you have. Movies.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I still can't believe you've never seen Back to the Future, but I've never seen Goonies, so I get it.
Kyle Peterson has never seen a single Tom Cruise movie. We had talked. We can finally divulge this. We were in early talks to do a Tom Cruise podcast of just all his movies because Kyle Peterson has never seen a single Tom Cruise movie.
Seen one, and I don't count Tropic Thunder. I saw Tropic Thunder in the theater, but it was because they didn't say he was going to be in it. You know, it was like if I would have known, I wouldn't have went because I found out in like 2004 that I'd never seen a Tom Cruise movie, and from that moment on I said, well, now I'm going to keep that streak alive. I'll never see a Tom Cruise movie.
Okay. That's how I am about Goonies. Is everybody's like, oh, you've never seen Goonies, you have to see it, and I'm like,
I don't think it'll hold up if you watch
I'm 41 years old. I'm gonna
no. I don't think it's
I'm gonna go to my grave not seeing Goonies. And a couple last summer they like put it back into the theaters, like they do like the, you know, 30th anniversary or whatever.
Yeah
And my buddies were like, hey, Cinemark is doing a mystery movie, do you want to come? And for some reason, I ended up finding out that it was Goonies way before the night. And I was like, fuck you guys. I'm white hot with you right now. You know, like, this is my thing. I don't want to see Goonies. Yeah. I'm like, if I went
Cartman level tantrum at a time.
That's what you would have seen. That would, screw you guys. I'm going home. I'm grabbing a bucket of popcorn on the way out, but I'm going home.
I haven't seen it either. So I'm with you. I've never seen there Goonies. I've never seen Karate Kid. I've never seen any of that.
Now I'm upset.
Yeah, Kyle was the reason I made this podcast, this movie podcast, because I can't. I mean, there's only so much time in the day. How is he gonna? He watches every episode of wrestling. So I mean, that's right. I mean, you've watched every episode of Raw and SmackDown.
I've never missed an episode of Monday Night Raw. I've never missed one episode my whole life.
That'll cause a couple heart attacks compared to the job. I mean, that's
seriously. It's been rough. I mean, I'm multitasking during it, but I'm editing videos or doing something. But I got to stick with it. I can't give up on something. It's a terrible habit.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's crazy. Never missing. I mean, I've seen most of them, but that's even in college. I know cable. We did not have cable at UConn. You had to pay for it.
I even go back to when it was prime time as a little kid. I never missed basically when I started watching wrestling after WrestleMania 3, I never stopped. Every bit of wrestling I could get my hands on. If the WWE Network was around when I was a little kid, I mean, I don't know where I'd be. I would have just, that's all I would have done. I would have never left the house.
Yeah.
All right. I'm changing my question then. Who were we missing? For all the years that you watched, who are you pissed they've never made?
For an action figure?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the Rougeau brothers is right at the top, but we know Mitch is coming out with some Rougeau brothers, but it's ridiculous we didn't get him in the LJNs. It's ridiculous we didn't get him at the beginning of the Hasbros. Ridiculous we didn't get him in Jazz Classic Superstars, and it's ridiculous we never got him in Mattel. And I'm not even the biggest Rougeau guy. I think they had an amazing theme song, but it's just wild. That's a huge hole in the collection for me. I'd love to see them, among others. Dory Funk Jr. is another one I'd love to see. Just because I love Terry Funk so much. But
is he getting a Power Town, Dory Funk?
Not announced, but I think he's one of those 1,000 people they have on their list, I think.
What's your white whale figure that has been made that you don't have? Or playset or whatever.
I I have it, but my holy grail, I have it loose, but it's the LJN Grand Toys Ultimate Warrior. I want one mint on card. That's kind of like, that was such a big deal for me when I was a little kid. Like nobody, I remember at school, like nobody believed, because I don't know how well you guys know about the black card series from LJNs, how they were only available in Canada and then in the back of like the PWI magazines. And kids did not believe they were a real thing. I had to bring it to school and everything, but to be a little Ultimate Warrior fan, to get the first ever Ultimate Warrior action figure was just an amazing day in my Fig Fed when I was playing as a kid.
I didn't understand how they weren't available in the store, but only in the back of this magazine. I was like, why would they make another Hogan? It doesn't even make sense. Like, these have got to be fake.
Yeah.
But I need Barbarian. I need Haku. I need this Warrior.
And it was, and I am a guy, especially as a kid, I would never turn down any wrestling figure ever. The only wrestling figure I ever turned down in my entire life was the LJN Ravishing Rick Rude. Even as a little kid at like 8 years old, I said, there is nothing I can do with this figure. I don't even need it. There's nothing I can do.
My mother worked that gimmick that was her favorite wrestler for like to this day, that it like she full heel in my house, her rooting for Rick Rude.
Oh man!
I gave her the SummerSlam one a couple years ago for her birthday.
Well, the last LJN Warrior on eBay are going for $350, $550, $400. So I don't even know how much I don't see any mint on card ones. It's probably hard to come by. But if I see one,
there was one. I saw one. It was either San Diego Comic-Con or Kane County. The guy wanted $3,500, I think, for it.
I saw one at a con in the package, but the package looked very suspicious. Like it may have been repacked. And the guy was like giving me an attitude about it. And I was just like, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not in the, I don't have any emotional attachment to that figure as much as I love Ultimate Warrior. But it just looked sketchy as hell. And the guy seemed sketchy as hell too. So there's a Rick Rude. Oh, go ahead.
My good buddy, good friend of the channel, Jeff George, he's a musician. He bought an entire LJN Mint on Card collection over COVID. Totally. And I've made him give me the Warrior in his will. So
okay. We'll see. There you go.
And so that's my probably best chance of getting it as of right now.
Yeah. Well,
we can make
it happen. Get him to start smoking or feed him some red meat or something. Speed the process along.
Whatever you got to do.
I don't remember if I asked you this, Kyle, last time we had you on, but question we asked all our guests, if you were on death row, you had one final meal, you could eat or drink whatever you wanted, what would it be?
It would be that KFC Chizza or whatever that is.
Oh, come on, man.
100%, that's what it would be. It's just an amazing, amazing idea. Actually, I had that tonight because some know I'm a little bit of a pizza connoisseur. I eat a lot of pizza. And I, you know, do reviews and things. I've been on the news and podcasts about my pizza reviews. So I had to try it out for science, of course. And it was god awful. I gave it a 1 out of 10. It was horrible. It was like somebody would do a college. You come home at like 3 a.m. from out at the bars in college. And it's like, oh, I got this piece of chicken breast. Oh, I got some ragu in the refrigerator. I'm going to put it on there. Sprinkle some cheese on the top. And oh, I got a pepperoni. We throw it in and put it in the microwave. That's exactly what it tasted like. It was horrible. Oh, but
God.
It would definitely be pizza for me. That's where I would go. And it'd probably be Pequod's Pizza out of Chicago. Not a big deep dish guy, but that kind of toes the line between Detroit style and Chicago style. So I'm a big fan of that one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add one final question here because I want you to put that business hat on. We have a Jazzwares AEW announcement tomorrow. Just give me your state of Jazzwares, where we are right now. I mean, maybe 4 years after the line started, that's just a guesstimation, where some stores are stopping selling them. We haven't had too many pre-orders. The innovation and the lack of like, you know, the blood and guts thing you can touch on, but we're 2 years into that now. We got to keep evolving here.
That's a loaded question, but I know exactly.
Is it just because we're down on the totem pole on the Jazzwares Squishmallow ladder here, or what? You got the stage. Tell me what Jazzwares is doing wrong and what they can fix.
I guarantee you, without Jeremy Padour, there's no AEW figures. It's over. And they would cut to that. He's got pull, obviously, in the company. He can keep that. It's a passion product for him. So, really, we got to be a little bit thankful for that, because if he wasn't at the helm, there would be none of this. No blood and guts, no anything. Because we got the business hat. You set me up real good there. you take that step back, there's kids from 4 to 104 to steal the old starting lineup kind of thing, you know, ages 4 to 104. That's kind of what WWE wrestling figures touch. There's little four-year-old kids that want those. There's 90-year-old grandparents that are buying them for their grandkids. You can't say that about Jazzwares. It's like a 22 to 44 or whatever the window is. It's a lot smaller. It's a lot more niche. It's just not there. And unfortunately, I don't think in our lifetimes and probably ever is it going to catch up with the WWE machine. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to be on that stage. So I think that's what it is. And I think Jeremy, I mean, obviously they're not going to tell their business practices. They don't want that out there. They don't want competition. They don't want others to know. But you said it right. I mean, Pokemon, Squishmallow sell millions upon millions upon millions of dollars more than any AEW stuff's going to be. I wouldn't be shocked just knowing because in my day job, I've negotiated with Bentonville. I've negotiated with Target up in Minnesota. I've been in those offices. I know how they think. And I guarantee the Jazzwares team is probably playing a little of that. Hey, well, I'll give you this Squishmallow, I'll give you this, but we also need space for this. And it's a lot of give and take on things like that. And I mean, I just look at it like we're very lucky we got somebody like Jeremy because without him, we wouldn't have this at all. I don't think. I just don't think
they would just look at the bottom line and they would probably cut it. Yeah.
And then you would be looking at maybe it would be like an Epic Toys or something like that is making Jazzwares. Where are you going to be then? You're like $60 a figure. Not that they have terrible quality or anything, but that's an expensive purchase on those kind of things. So,
yeah,
I don't know. And then tomorrow you said the announcement. I fully expect it's got to be the Vault announcement. They said March 1st forever. Tomorrow's March 1st. So I would assume, hey, the Vault's officially open. And it feels like that they have everything ready to go. They're going to do a Mattel Creations thing. Here's what we got. It's ready to ship. Order it right now. That's my guess. I don't know. But.
Yeah, I think that'll be good for them for stuff because you can put a lot of the odds and ends stuff that doesn't sell on the pegs there.
Yeah.
But Nick's brought up a good point that should be just the home for a constant. Something's always up there. You know what I mean? Something's always for sale and get people going to that traffic to it because the line is on life support for me. Like I said in your videos, a lot of Targets have stopped it. The Supremes, we haven't got a Supreme pre-order from Ringside since summertime with the Lucha Brothers. I mean, and those figures are amazing. I mean, you've done some really good reviews on those. That's what I think they should lean into, but those are also more expensive. There's even smaller niche of a niche for those. Yeah. So it's tough being the second fiddle behind WWE when you're looking at being a toy retailer, I'm sure.
I can see the Vault. And I mean, I think a lot of companies, pretty much every company, would love to cut out Walmart, would love to cut out Target, Amazon, because they're taking a piece of the pie. If you can go direct to consumer with your goods, you get more of the profits. You can give a little bit better deal. And for a company like Jazzwares with AEW, I think they got a better opportunity because their fan base is more apt to go on the internet and kind of search that stuff out and find that. Yeah. Where little Jimmy, he's 7 years old, he probably can't tell grandma, hey, go to the Vault or whatever. So they got a good chance at that. They're not going to topple WWE or anything, but I do think that is the way. And really, if you think about it, what percentage, like if people get mad, you see, you guys are all in the Facebook groups, people get mad all the time about, well, how come all Ringside has all these Chase and Rare editions? Well, I bet Ringside orders like 85% of all AEW figures. So,
oh yeah,
share.
Yeah,
for 100%.
So maybe it'll spread that out a little bit because I think early on when they mentioned the Vault, I want to say they announced the Vault at San Diego Comic Con last year, and I think they said like Chase Rare editions would be for sale up there on the Vault. So
yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Like the bunny was supposed to be
Yeah, and that's the perfect example. You know, the bunny is a funny one. I think that was one of 5,000 on that one, I think. And people were all up in arms. How dare they put that? Well, how hard do you think the bunny would be to find without that sticker? And if it was, you know, still, what if it's always one of 5,000? What if the bunny was always going to be one of 5,000 no matter what? But you put that sticker on there, guess what? It's trained people that don't even buy them to actually pick it up. Yep. I wouldn't be shocked if the bunny had 5,000 regardless, or some of these chases. And some of these regular figures have 5,000 just the same. So,
Yeah, I think I tweeted about it or put it on Facebook that I think they just need a Steve Ozer that's going to explain things to us. You don't know this collecting forever website now has AEW figures. There's just not a lot of communication. Stuff just pops up, and a lot of the new stuff will just leak, and then they won't even talk about it. I think one time Jeremy Padour said, "Who's ready for some AEW reveals tomorrow?" And then nothing happened. I think it was like a post on a message board. So it's, I know it's not a huge priority, but you gotta pay somebody $75,000 to just be your spokesperson and kind of rally the troops.
To me, it just goes back to they just not have the funds or nobody wants to step up and do it, because we'd love to have Jeremy do it more often. But man, Jeremy is a totally different level than he was over there at Jax. I mean, he's got way more on his plate. So I think he would love to do it, but he can't. And you see, like, lately, I was like, gosh, I haven't heard a lot from Jeremy on social media. I mean, he hasn't really posted for a long time. He was at a Germany toy fair. I mean, he's all over. And at the end of the day, Jeremy is a smart business guy, and he knows Pokemon Squishmallow is going to keep me employed and keep me with the lifestyle I have. I got to be careful devoting too much to this Jazzwares. I love it, or AEW. I love it, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a tough circle. But I wish they could find somebody. I mean, heck, I'll do it. Hire me part time.
Yeah. What's Ethan Page doing? Does Ethan Page ever wrestle anymore? Get him on there.
Use Smart Mark.
Yeah. Or Danhausen, just have him do it. I mean, Danhausen's up for anything. Just have him be the spokesman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do need. And I don't know. Maybe in the future that'll be the announcement tomorrow. We got our big Sting's retiring, but he's going to be our spokesman for figures going forward.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, they have Keith Lee under contract, and he was really good on Elite Squad, right?
He was putting people to sleep.
That's a figure. That's a figure.
All right, Kyle, your book drops tomorrow on Amazon. We'll post the link when it gets also to Barnes Noble. We wish you success. I'm sure it's going to kill it. I've seen nothing but good reaction from you. We talk about Jeremy Padera, but we need somebody like you in the figure community, because you're someone everyone respects your opinion. You're entertaining. You're very not critical when I think you know. I'm probably too critical. You're kind of Switzerland, which is good. You're just kind of the news guy. You're showing us what's new, and we need somebody like you. And you're great at what you do. So keep on keeping on.
Well, I appreciate it. Enjoyed the chat, guys. Have me on anytime you need me.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you, dude. Kyle Peterson. You can follow him on Instagram at the.kyle.peterson. On YouTube, just search Kyle Peterson, he will come up. But pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
two author. I mean, you two got
the hardcover, dude.
Two...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we can't speak. You know, we can't.
You
speak
can't talk. You, I mean, you don't know what it goes into it, but two authors chatting it up. You guys were probably in awe over there, huh?
Am I published in a newspaper? Published, you know, like in fifth grade? Yeah, I was.
local 30-year-old man wins spelling bee. Is that
Did I write an article about Bigfoot? Yeah. Did it get in the paper? Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, it was cool to hang out with him at WrestleMania, right, Nick?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
All right.
Yeah, let's talk Mania.
Phil just left. Kyle left. Kyle, thanks.
Phil went to take a dump, I think he said. So he'll be back.
So with that being said, I'm gonna let you guys know about Patreon. What's going on Patreon? We got a couple new members this week. Shout out to our friend Sebastian Cologne. He upgraded his membership from the
local guy.
That's right, Connecticut fellow nutmegger. He upgraded from the white meat baby face to the mid Carter, and then we also had Kevin Malloy. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. Join us, and Jason Cook both join in on the Patreon. So happy to have this on board. Don't forget, guys, tiers start at just $1 a month. We've got the white meat baby face, the mid card, and the main eventer. If you're a main eventer, we've got some special gifts for you down the road. We're going to be working on those soon, because that's going to creep up on us very, very soon. But we've also got a chance for you guys to host a show with us. We'll be doing that shortly, getting those all ironed out. But each membership also comes with a entry into our monthly giveaway, which this month, courtesy of J&J Figures, it's a $25 gift card to their website, jjfigures.com. And then the Hook Ringside exclusive, courtesy of Ringside Collectibles. So I've got everybody's names in here. Don't forget, guys, I did send out a Patreon post yesterday just saying, hey, don't forget to send me your orders, because if you guys order from J&J, Ringside, Figure Collections, Homage, who am I forgetting? I know I'm forgetting somebody. Wrestling Collector Shop, because you can still use Run 10 over there for 10% off. OnlyFans, yeah. Any of our sponsors, if you use their if you use the discount code, send us the order, And yep. We'll hook you up with an extra entry. Chad Miller's got a couple extra entries. Alex Landham's got a couple extra entries in here.
Jens is on there a couple times.
Yep. We're going to spin this wheel. Oh, actually, I got to throw Sapienza in there one more time. Hold on. Hold on.
He sent me one just the other day.
Figure collections, right? He used the code.
A lot of good names on there. A lot of good brothers. A lot of good brothers on this list here.
So I'm going to shuffle this a bunch of times. We're just going to spin it once. If you're watching on Patreon, you can see what's going on.
Why is my name on there?
Guys, you can't win. You can't win.
I was going to give postages?
DJ your answer.
Please live on the East Coast. Please live on the East Coast.
Don't take that person.
Oh, I like that person. I thought it was going to be Chad Miller.
Clown, who's that? Oh, nice. It's got to stop there, right?
There it is.
Nice.
Andrew R_RDL, you are our winner, our monthly Patreon winner. We'll get you all hooked up with everything. Make sure your address is up to date in Patreon, and we'll get that over to you. There you go. You're getting that ringside exclusive hook.
I got to make sure this is not the signed one. The signed one's mine, but this is the... It's the one that I enjoy
Andrew in the group. Andrew's a good member of the Facebook group, so I'm glad he won.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's better than most of these guys, for sure.
Yeah, better than the rest of these scumbags. God.
We appreciate all the patrons.
One thing I want to mention about Patreon, guys. Get the app and make sure you have like email notifications, because that's or notifications on your phone going to it, because you'll get when our episodes are uploaded. J&J put the Big Rubber guys on their site, and I threw it up there saying, you know, hey, use our code and grab these. So just make sure you're paying attention to what's going on, because you never know what's going to happen.
The Patreon app is a slick interface because it's pretty streamlined. It's not like your iTunes or your Spotify is going to be cluttered with a bunch of stuff, but the Patreon app is going to have everything. And now that we're doing the Game of Thrones podcast, we're doing the pay-per-view recaps and previews. I'm doing a new movie podcast starting tomorrow. So we do the Smackdown recipes every Friday. There's a lot of new content coming out. You might miss it if you don't have that app. It's a free download. Just send Tom $1 for the app, and he'll give you the code to download it. And it is a good app. I've been using it more and more because I use it because my stuff from the Major Pod will show up. Our stuff shows up there. I'm a Patreon subscriber, so
yeah. There's no way to let these guys in for free. So unfortunately,
I want to pay. You know.
Yeah, well, my entries. So, you know, but
yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should include you guys. I'm sorry.
If I won,
that would not be fair.
What is this? A certain well-known wrestling collector that somehow he always wins his best friend's giveaways and whatnot.
Man, Virgil passed away this past week, as we talked about at the top of the show.
Yeah, we talked about him already.
I was just going to bring up, do you guys have a favorite Virgil figure?
I just bought the Build-A-Figure legs off eBay as soon as I heard he died. I don't know if that's crappy to do that, but I want.
No, you bought it. You didn't sell it. You're okay.
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it.
If you bought the whole body, that would have been something.
I always like the Hasbro. I always liked that Virgil Hasbro. I play with him a lot. I mean, he was like a strong mid-carder for me.
Yep.
Because I think he had the punch. He had the Jake the Snake punch.
Yep. He was very easy to use.
Yeah.
Very easy to use. Dude, that was going to be my pick. That Nick's holding up the Toys R Us silver suit exclusive. That was so hard to find for me around here. I remember that was like the first one I really like went hunting for when it dropped, first exclusive, because that was a Toys R Us exclusive. But I gotta say the Build-A-Figure that just came out, where when he breaks away from Million Dollar Man, is my favorite Virgil figure.
I bought this one with anticipation when they announced that Million Dollar Man Legends in the silver. I was like, I gotta get this to have a matching. Yeah, you know, because I take them out of the package and put them together. So,
but. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Let me pull up the script here, because we have a lot of news this week. A lot of new stuff dropping on ringside. But first, the Monday Night Wars, we saw, I think, from Steve Ozer on his Instagram, friend of the podcast, no big deal. Fake Diesel, a.k.a. Kane, a.k.a. Isaac Yankum, a.k.a. I forget what his name was in Smoke.
Glenn Jacobs.
Unabomber. I think it was Unabomber. Yep. No, not Unabomber. It was Unabom. Triple H in a typical Triple H figure that we've seen 1,000 times. Kevin Nash with his debut NWO kind of black on black with the microphone, which actually has, I think, a removable hat that includes the hairpiece on it.
Yeah, the hairpiece is removable.
Yeah. Oh, the hairpiece is removable. Okay.
It's weird.
And it was supposed to be an unmasked Rey Mysterio, which is now the Rey Mysterio from the failed, defunct Nitro stage Mattel Creations. And comes with a Build-A-Figure Teddy Long player. So I'm not buying any of these, but they all look pretty good. I think this is a better set than the first set.
You're not going to get fake Diesel for the new gen set?
No, I got Isaac Yankum in there.
I think
that's more. Right. I would.
What, same guy?
Yeah, dude. Same guy.
I was a little thrown off. Because when I think Monday Night Wars, I think Attitude Era, right? So when they showed fake Diesel and they showed the back of the box, it's got that new gen logo on it. And I was just kind of like, wait, what? But then if you think about it, it's like, yeah, I think Nitro debuted in like 96, right? So it's like right before Attitude Era. I'm going to grab 3 out of 4. I'm going to grab fake Diesel. I'm going to grab Ray because I actually don't have a Ray in my collection right now. And I'm going to grab Kevin Nash.
I'm going to get Nash. I'm sorry. I will grab him.
And I want the Teddy Long build a figure. So
well, fake Diesel is from during some of the 98 weeks, I'm assuming, right?
It's from He was 93 weeks.
It's a podcast.
83 weeks.
83 weeks. We're all wrong.
Come on. I'm not wrong. I'm a classic author.
Yeah. I'm a author, damn it.
Are you guys mad about the Rey Mysterio change?
Yeah, I would like to have.
I like collecting Rays, but if they look too similar, I don't want to get them. But, you know.
I just thought that other Ray was so unique that it was like, that's a cool thing to do. I wonder why nobody ever said why they can't do it, right? Or why they're not doing it, I should say.
Well, WWE wants you to believe that he's never had his mask off.
I would assume Ray would have approved it, you know, before they showed a render of it. So
I was wondering if it was time with his mask off. Like, he doesn't care. I don't think he cares, but
yeah.
I was wondering if it had something to do with like the devil horns and like they didn't want, you know, they didn't want that in a package or something. I don't know. That was just a wild guess, but basics are being rebranded to Main Event Series. So are the battle packs.
This is a no-brainer. What made them call them basics in the first place? What a terrible name!
They never actually were called basics.
No, they were on the package.
No, it never said basic bitch on the package.
Dude, it says basic 101 or something. I guarantee.
No, it just says. I think Google it says series 101. Series 101.
Oh, okay. Somebody might be right.
It's they were numbered.
Oh, cool. They doubled up on Million Dollar Man again.
Dude, I was gonna say that. We don't need they just say series, by the way. Confirmed figure database.
Not to rub it in. Shit.
Sorry. Well, you're an author.
I might get Katana Chance just for my American Ninja Warrior, you know, my history watching American Ninja Warrior when I was unemployed living with my parents.
I do like that it's Money Incorporated, Ted DiBiase. Phil, suited collection. This is a different suit.
I've got all of these guys.
You don't need. I mean, I don't think you need the green one, but that black suit's going to be a different one.
I got a black suit.
Does that look like the LJN?
Suit is like the corporation when he was like managing like Tatanka and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, I just couldn't figure out what the lapels. I couldn't figure out what color that was.
Yeah, those are gold.
It's all black. It's basically like a black suit that they ironed on some dollar signs. Yeah. Probably won't grab it. No.
New top picks: Roman, Gunther, and Rey Mysterio.
This Rey is pretty nice.
It is. It's very
Pops.
Nice.
Pink gloves.
Just some constructive criticism for the top picks. And I know they're doing this with another line that we're about to talk about in a second, but I feel like all the top picks should come with a belt. Like they're made for like grandma grabbing Roman Reigns for little Johnny, right? So obviously Roman Reigns is going to come with the belt, but if little Johnny wants Gunther, he's the Intercontinental Champion. How hard is it to throw a belt in that, an Intercontinental belt in that set, or like the old school WCW Light Heavyweight Championship or the 205 Live Championship? In Rey Mysterio's, right?
Yeah, I could see it. They didn't put belts with all the Ultimates, dude. So,
yeah, that's true.
I didn't buy this Gunther because I was like, it's so ridiculously basic. I was like, it's just his hands and the robe. And so for them to say top picks and like, it just, it's the same thing. It bums me out, you know?
Yeah, right. And then you're at least the ones that don't come with a belt, you're at least changing it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. It'd be cool for sure. Or at least some kind of accessory that you can't get with something else.
Yeah. Rumors going around that Big Boss Man and Kurt Angle are in the next Superstars line. We got a picture here of Big Boss Man with no shirt, Kurt Angle with a painted on singlet. I kind of hope they do like Mr. Perfect though, and you get a
I would think so. They'll probably use the one from the Ultimate. Yeah, I mean this looks pretty good. I mean, you get the little taco meat on the chest for Boss Man.
Though we rarely saw his chest. Yeah, okay.
Maybe Angle comes with the red singlet that like similar to the Ultimate, and then you take it off and he's got the blue on.
Yeah, and then Boss Man can come with the black shirt for the corporation, and then the blue for like his early run. I don't know, but they both look good. The head scans on these Superstars look really good.
They do. Tatanka is supposed to be the third one in this set, allegedly.
Oh man!
According to our friend Mitch Craig,
I have not seen the Superstars. I have not seen that next set with the Doink and the Andre the Giant. I think we've been talking about that for months, but
yeah.
I don't remember. Here's some basics with some title belts.
Yeah, this is the next wave of the Champions line, which is actually showing up at Kohl's. Chad Miller in our Facebook group found wave one. It's Brock Lesnar, The Rock, and who's the third? Roman? I don't even know who the third is for wave one, but this is Austin, Hogan, and Cena. I may grab the Hogan if I see it in person, but it's the same basic that we've been getting from Hogan over and over and over again. This Austin is in that battle pack with Triple H that just dropped. Okay. I think
I buy these just to open with the belts and everything.
Why not?
Yeah, the Hogan looks great in the package though. I mean, it has a hot dog tan. I like the picture of him on the packaging. Looks different at least. Mm-hmm.
What did they say? He does not have the new articulation though.
Oh no.
No, yeah.
I think he said a major pod this week.
Actually, no, he must because you wouldn't be able to do that with his arms if you didn't. His arms would break if you didn't have the new articulation.
Oh, okay.
And his leg, too.
Yeah.
His leg.
So. Zombie Sailor showing off Brian Pillman prototype.
I did not see this.
They were kind of making fun of him a little bit on Major Pod, saying that Mattel probably will still beat him to market. But I do
about that. Yeah.
I do love that this comes with a gun.
Yeah,
I don't know if blackface was the way to go.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice.
it's bold strategy.
It does look good so far. We'll see. Yeah. Zombie does a great job. Don't get me wrong, but we'll see what happens as it goes along and how long it's going to take. But so far, so good, man. This looks very good. Very good. Sting, you may have heard he is retiring. So shop.aew.com is having a Sting week, which I'm sure we're about to talk more about. A bunch of stuff's already passed, but the Brawler Buddy is up for pre-order now. 2-week pre-order on that. That's the buddies that are the pillows, and a Sting Crow micro brawler, and a shop 1 of 3,000 exclusive figure, which brings us to the other uncirculated 1 of 3,000 figure. This is available at Collect Forever, exclusive 1 of 1. Oh, yeah, 1 of 1,000. Slabbed, $50, should be shipping in April. It is a straight repackaged Unmatched 2. And it's also numbered 3. This is from our friend Fig Heel. It's numbered 03. CM Punk that we were talked about last week is numbered 1. So who could number 2 be?
Yeah, how did he show 3 before 2? But
right. Nick, are you grabbing these since you're the AEW guy?
No.
I thought about grabbing the shop exclusive, but
the shop exclusive I probably will. Probably have to make a third TikTok account so I can get that 40%.
You can use mine. I'll let you log in as me.
having all of them and then in fact this one Sting, I'll probably get that. But the one
go back real quick to the Zombie Sailor, Brian Pillman just did some research here. 401 days ago, we saw the first render of that figure on the Zombie Sailor Instagram account. 401 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Sorry. Interrupt.
That's all right. This one had the shop AEW exclusive, one of 3,000, hasn't been done before, right? This is a new figure? Mm-hmm. Or no?
It's a new shirt.
Okay.
I think that
the pants look different.
I'm not sure. What I was thinking is that the pants look different.
I'm sure the face paint, and I don't know, is that the same as the most recent Unrivaled?
I don't know. I'm so far out on AEW figures and the product itself that I don't even really know. But all right, moving right along. I kind of like the idea of these the $49.99 one of 1,000s. I like the idea of them being slabbed, but
you do
just haven't had anybody. I mean, it's like putting in a Defender, and yeah, it makes it feel important. I feel like if it's slabbed.
But it's not important, Tom. That's the thing. These are not important. There's nothing special about them.
You're right. You're right. And they're
if they were important, if there was something unique about them. But we put our figures in cases anyway. So why? Yeah. I don't need you to put it in an unopenable case. I get a break.
Fine. I hate it.
No, we don't have to agree on everything. But Nick, don't you agree that they had this license for Sting for so long? They didn't do anything cool with him. They've just done this Crow Sting. Like, you couldn't have done anything different. Are they
afraid? I just don't know. Are they afraid to make something that's kind of like WWE property?
TNA like wasn't. TNA had a Surfer Sting. That it was like the Great American Bash one, the red, white, and blue one for the longest time. That was the only one you could get for the longest time until Mattel got them. And so I don't know what they're afraid of, if they are afraid.
I mean, WWE could be more litigious at this point. Like, they, you know, After the whole Owen Hart thing, they could be waiting to get him for something, but who knows? I mean, I agree though, they're far too close. Can we go back to the other slide though? Because I think it's the same as the Unrivaled 13 pants. And yeah, so it's just a different shirt and then probably slightly different face paint. That's what they tweak the face paint every time.
They and position sticker. It differently, maybe.
Yeah. And he doesn't have the long jacket, but it sucks, man, because I grew up a Surfer Sting. I love Surfer Sting.
Me too. I do too.
I didn't love the. I mean, I loved, you know, Crow Sting up in the rafters, you know, going after Hogan. But I miss Surfer Sting. I always will. Like that was my guy.
They could have even done like a Blade Runner Sting with the. You know what I mean? Like
they are doing that.
They teased it. Oh,
they
right?
are. No, they are. It's in the next Luminaries one. It'll probably be announced tomorrow. Whatever, but it's in an upcoming series. But they come out with these series so infrequently that people have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're smart. I mean, I don't want them because I want Mattel to have them back. But hopefully they're smart enough to just hold on to them.
Hopefully he just goes back to Mattel, honestly. And right. Just sign a Legends deal and put them in the video games. Give us some figures.
It's because I have enough of these. I have all like the main, the regular release things. Like I have enough. I need other versions.
Enough is enough. It's time for a change.
Yeah. I want that like mom the butt cut, the, you know, the middle part Sting when he stopped bleaching it before he went Crow. That's what I need.
Our friends over at Major Bendies are doing some new. They've got their next Extreme Series 2. It's got Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, Dusty Rhodes, Francine, and Shane Douglas. Mikey Whipwreck has his actual shirt that he wore with the dragon on it. Jerry Lynn's making his I love you pose, and Dusty Rhodes is in his gear from his ECW run, and all of these come in a bloody version. I'm thinking about grabbing the bloody Dusty, but that same. WCW run was not I part of me wants to grab it because it goes to the Dusty Road, like I think proceeds go to the Dusty Rhodes Foundation. But at the same time, that run was not something I really want to remember about Dusty Rhodes. But
what did he do in ECW? I don't really remember it. Was he like
Steve Corino was like the I'm sure I get correct on this, but I think Steve Corino was like the king of old school, and he was trying to have like non-extreme matches, but tough matches.
Okay,
and so Dusty came in for a program with him. I guess they had a bull rope match.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is cool that they got
Dusty got color, if you can imagine.
Yeah. Shane Douglas has a lot of color in this on this figure.
Yeah,
I don't know if these are from specific moments. I know Dusty Rhodes is, and I do like that Jerry Lynn has dye in blood on his 6-pack, 8-pack, whatever he had.
Yeah, I think they're pretty accurate because I think Brian Myers said that there was only one time that Francine bled in ECW, and that was the outfit she was wearing. So they, you know, they know their stuff. So they're these look great. I'm not going to get any of these, but they all look great. I think the bloody, I think the dusty would be the one that would tickle my fancy the most, even though same it's here. Not a memorable run. I just always love him.
Yeah,
and you can get the other four signed just like the first set. You know,
yeah, that's cool.
That's true. That's true. That's it for news, I think. Unless I forgot something. Oh no, the Power Town figures with the jacked up legs are available. I do forget what website they are on. I apologize. Wrestling
Collector or the Collector or something. It's something like
something
that,
like that. It's not Wrestling Collector Shop. I know that. But they're $39.99.
Collect and forever.
Collect forever. Thank you.
No, it's not. It's not. Oh. No.
And it's only three of them. It's Brody, Stan Hansen, and not any of the Von Erichs.
Yeah. Who's sent all those Von Erichs back and put them in the Diamond Collection.
Yeah.
Handed them, fixed the leg. And...
The Wrestling Collection is what it is.
The wrestling collection.
Yeah, Loser Stan and Vern Gagne.
Vern Gagne, that's the other one.
All right. Where are all these websites coming from, man? Too many websites nowadays.
I just feel like this is...
I just like Ringside. Just put everything on Ringside. Please.
To me,
put it on Power Town.
It just seems like this is a Power Town site. I mean, everything they sell and all their guys are like Power Town people.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
must be very closely related. The Wrestling Collection.
Some collection.
This is great radio.
I think the Wrestling Collector. No, I don't know.
Because I kind of want this Magnum TA shirt, man. The boss is back, dude.
Oh, they got collector's coins on here. They got all kinds of stuff on here.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just brand this as PowerTownWrestling.com? You know, this is definitely their website.
I am debating. I have 40 minutes left in the day. This is Wednesday, guys. Thursday. I'm debating if I order the Magnum TA Big Rubber guy. I cannot. I'm so itchy for it, but.
You're going to regret it. Here's the thing. You're going to regret it if you don't. You're not going to regret it if you buy it.
Yeah, our friends at J&J might get them, though. So,
and if you buy it and you decide you don't want it, the resale value is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Did you ever sell your Flair?
No, I just put it at a price, and I was like, I'm not going to do offers. If somebody wants to pay this, they want to pay it. That's it.
There you go.
You know, if it gets close to Mania, and I feel like I want the extra cash, then I'll sell it.
So yeah, the wrestlingcollection.com. I did add a couple of things to the script here. We talked about with Kyle Peterson. Jazzwares has an announcement tomorrow morning. If it is the vault, I don't know why they couldn't just say details and the vault opens tomorrow at this time, do a countdown or something. It's the same thing that Tony Khan does. Don't just say it's an announcement, because if they teased it already that it was coming on March 1st and it's going to be March 1st tomorrow, it's going to be kind of a letdown. But I do think it's something they need to do, so that'll be good. And our buddies, again, from the Major Wrestling Figure Pod, Major Bendy's, announced just right before we started recording that they're doing an exclusive Macho Man Big Rubber guy for WrestleCon. So cue the sound of a vacuum sucking the money out of my wallet.
Same. I will grab that.
I'm definitely grabbing that. Yeah.
I think we should buy multiple and sell them.
Yeah,
there you go. Also, new pre-orders up at Ringside. Use the code FIGK for 10% off that new Ultimate set with Sammy, KO, and Cody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How do we not talk about that? That's all their WrestleMania 39 attires.
Cody's tempting, but I have no modern day guys, so I can't do it. Can't do it.
I'm with Kyle. Kyle stopped doing. He was doing loose and mint on card. Now he's just doing loose, and I didn't pre-order the last couple sets. I don't know if I might pre-order this one, but I don't know. It definitely does not feel as special anymore. Now that there's three, now there's Chases, now there's a Legends Target line, there's the Mattel Creations ones, there's this, there's that. There's just too many. I think just keep it like top tippy top guys, but all three of these guys are tippy top. You can't really argue that.
This is not making fun of you at all, Phil. This is not. But being there last year to see Sammy and KO, I feel like I absolutely need these.
Oh, I bet that was a great match.
I think that's why I'm tempted by the Cody, like, because I was even tempted by the Cody, the pre-order Ultimate. And like I said, I'm not a new guy, you know, current guy collector, but I was just tempted because of WrestleMania. Maybe I'll get Kevin Owens. I do love Kevin Owens. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
This will be a better Ultimate than the first Cody, because this should be like a soft, I mean, like a harder plastic jacket, right? That first one was pretty awful.
And they've had time to like kind of work on a scan a little bit if they needed to, instead of just using the old ones.
Yep.
So, but I think that's everything.
We need to do an episode of just stacking up all the stuff we want to get signed at WrestleCon or that week, and like going kind of like a weekly purchases thing. But
I've started.
You've started. You have a stack already?
I have a stack behind me already.
Okay, but that's good.
It starts with Ultimates, and then I, you know, it's whatever Ultimates I think I can get signed, and then I'm gonna break. I might just bring them all in case they like pop up with more WWE World VIPs, like
and
whoever else.
They've been pumping up some WrestleCon. Like we were talking about Marcus Brandon on that Patreon episode, how many more people they're gonna add. I mean, the last two or three days they've added like four names to the Instagram account. So like Hacksaw went up today, and
one of them's Ronda.
Ronda. Like,
that's a big fucking name. And Bryce Remsburg.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the AEW referee. Oh, hope Aubrey might be there, too. Bring her a salt lick.
Wow.
All right, let's keep it moving here.
Get into some weekly purchases.
Oh, let's do it. I love it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
All right, my favorite segment of the week. It's our weekly purchases brought to you by our friends at Wrestling. Ringside Collectibles. God darn it. 10% off. Use code FIGCAVE. I'm going to go first. I always let you jokers go first, but I wrote that book. I wrote that book, so I'm going to go first here. Retros, got them in the mail from Ringside. Ordered these quite a while ago. This is DX. I did a video on our YouTube. Just search the Fig Cave on YouTube. It's up there. It's the Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, Triple H, and China, which was actually my favorite. First female retro before that Wendy Richter comes out. I only got one. I opened them up. I still need a mint on card set, but they're still up on Ringside, so I'll grab that eventually. Great figures. I'm a little more into the retros now. I'm kind of building up. I took a little picture between NWO guys versus DX guys. That was good. Or Regeneration X, as R-Truth would say.
We should pimp out our YouTube a little bit more, because I have an unboxing of the Monday Night War set on there. Mike Lanham unboxed Mike Drozzi, aka
LaPuma's on there.
LaPuma's on there. Yeah, absolutely.
We do have some. I'm feeling it, guys. We're cranking out some content here. Love it.
Cranking out something.
After we get off, I'll be cranking something. Kurt Angle pop funk Funko Pop, not Pop Funko. This is I don't know why we needed this. Why we need two Kurt Angle Funko Pops, but I got it off of Amazon.
There's two. Pre-order.
I mean, I have one already from years ago.
Oh.
And then I had to grab this just because. This is the Ring of Honor Luminaries CM Punk. I thought about something cool I want to do on my loose shelf. I'm going to do like four CM Punks all in the same pose. I'm going to do the Ring of Honor. I'm going to do an early Mattel Elite. I'm going to do the Supreme AEW. And I'm going to do whatever the best, if they come out with an Ultimate CM Punk. And just kind of through the years, kind of CM Punk in four different figures. This box was so minty, though, I had to grab it. It's nice. Got the jacket, got the microphone, got the yellow kind of biker shorts. And a little pale, but, you know,
sorry.
Pepsi Phil looks good.
Straight edge.
Straight edge. I got my shirt in the mail from J&J Figures. Ordered that. That's super soft. Very nice. Used our discount code on that. And I will be wearing that WrestleMania week. And that is it. I sold a couple things and kind of trying to clear out some space in here, but keeping my purchases light until WrestleMania, where the floodgates open. So,
you want to go next, Nick?
Sure. I also purchased Mr. Phil Brooks just because it was very minty. So, got him. Mr. Sapienza found Carmelo Hayes Chase. I figure why not grab his first elite?
Nice.
Also, it's worth a few extra bucks in case I decide to flip it. Why not?
He might be at the world.
He might. Yeah, seems like perfect. I picked up, I don't know if I showed it last week, but I had Buddy, but I picked up a new Buddy in a mintier box and returned the first Buddy.
Okay, nice.
Let's see what else. In the mail. In the mail, I got, courtesy of Kayfabe Toys, doing a, well, not a mail-in, but an order, a signed Bret Hart Target Ultimate. So
that's beautiful. That looks nice.
I love it with the white pen. I thought it looked good on that one. So,
hey.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Going into Tom's purchase of the week.
All right. That's it. You're done? All right. Let me start.
I think so. Yeah.
Let me start by saying I need to stay off Whatnot.
Oh, really?
Stay off Whatnot. I got two things coming. One from Kayfabe Toys, one from J&J. I got one from J&J this week. All right, let me just get to it. All right, so I also jumped on the Kayfabe bandwagon and got the Ultimate Bret Hart signed. He told me this was going to be a Bret Hart Greatest Hits Ultimate, and then when I got it and I tried to put it into a one of my Katana cases to go up on my shelf, it did not fit in the newer style, if you will.
No, they didn't change the thickness of the box.
Oh, they did
the Greatest Hits.
Oh,
no, it's a greatest hit. It's not an original run. Sorry, pal.
Damn, but it doesn't have the Greatest Hits on the back either. So that's why I was like, oh, maybe he gave me an original run.
I don't think that it actually. That could be wrong.
The newer ones too, like the Undertaker one did. It had a little Greatest Hits.
Check the year on the back of the box. Check the year. Well, maybe they use the same box.
2019.
They did change it. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I don't.
2019 on the box.
So wait, we'll have so to you complained that. To him about it, or
no?
You...
I didn't complain. I was pumped that he gave me a first run, or what I thought was a first run until Nick popped my burst my bubble. Nick, did he include any extras in your box?
Oh, he did. I got a DVD.
So did I. WrestleMania 25.
I got The Rock, the most electrifying man.
Oh, love it. Love freebies.
Damn, at least I got a WrestleMania.
A multi DVD set.
Yeah, this is a 3-disc set. Comes to the Hall of Fame. Who went to the Hall of Fame that week? Oh, Stone Cold, the Von Erichs, Ricky Steamboat, the Fink, the Funks, cool. Coco Beware. All right. This is going up for sale on the Facebook group. Then from J&J's Whatnot stream, I got the John Nada, the Roddy Piper John Nada.
The
original. Yep. Also an original run. Did not get the Greatest Hits. And then Mike Lanham posted in the group that he saw the Greatest Hits at Target, which means mine's probably up there as well. And then this was a straight up purchase from J&J. I also got a shirt, but I don't have it handy. But in the effort to continue to rebuild my Macho Man Randy Savage collection, I grabbed the Retro Fest.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And then it's good to be loyal to the little guy, because when they're out there, when they're finding collections and stuff, they will find stuff for you that you're looking for, nice. Like the Paul Bearer Chase, and say, hey, brother, you still need this? So they hooked me up there. I also got my ticket for the World, as you guys did, for WrestleMania weekend.
Yes, that's true.
And found Brody King in the store and sent that over to Johnny JB in the Facebook group, because I don't collect AEW figures. So I posted it up in our Fig Cave group. I said, who needs this? He was the first to respond, and he got it. And he was a patron. So that is obviously a added bonus.
Beautiful. Oh, we got some new Patreon subscribers, don't we? Did we go over that yet?
I took care of it while you were taking that shit.
Oh, I was not peeing in the utility sink. I was just going shitting to check on a leak over there.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
I do love going on to JJFigures.com and just typing in like Macho and seeing, because their inventory changes almost daily to see what they have for each wrestler, you know? So
yep.
Love those guys. And they're doing a Friday. They always do a Friday 1 p.m. Eastern stream. I always check out. It's always good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Weekly purchases are done. I have some stuff coming soon.
Yeah, same here. But I think after this week, I got to really stop buying stuff until Mania.
I think I might start buying some of the WrestleCon stuff now.
Like stuff to get
some? Yeah, just so it's done before I go. Yeah, that's why I'm basically waiting for Mike to tell me what he wants to do with his Ronda Funko Pop. But I'm like,
yeah.
They have like a 2 auto combo if you want. So
I got a lot of good feedback about the Marcus Brandon episode for WrestleCon and just the kind of convention 101 episode we did for Patreon.
Yeah.
I think people really, really enjoyed that. And those pro photos, I mean, I'd pay extra for no line. You get in, it's professionally done. It gets sent to you digitally. Sounds like a great idea for them. They make some extra money and, you know.
It sounds like we might get one. So
yeah, little stinger.
Speaking of, I forgot one purchase that I got specifically for WrestleCon and or Squared Circle Expo.
Oh,
black suit,
for that.
$1 million man. Nice. Yeah, good price on eBay. The seller was very cool. He messaged me. I was like, what would you rate the box? I know these boxes aren't great. This one is actually in really good shape. He told me it was like an 8, and I was like, whatever, I'll grab it. There's not many good ones out there. There's a lot of beat up ones for the same price. And I got it, and I would say it's like an 8.5 or a 9. Okay. So I was pretty excited about that. So
cool, man.
Nice. Yeah, forgot about
love
that.
Love it.
It's in my 30 in my pile to bring with me.
Pile of loot. So next week we will talk about our. I think we need to do a condiment draft, a condiment bracket draft. The three of us. Like a full 5 rounds. We'll do it maybe on Patreon. I don't know if we'll do that, but maybe after WrestleMania. But I've been really getting some deep into the condiment game lately. I don't know why I'm talking about this right now, but that'd be a fun episode. Non wrestling.
Absolutely.
Well, you frowned at my choice of words there? Condiment game?
Into the condiment game.
I have one I'm gonna send you in a little care package, actually, buddy.
Okay.
I know you like your sauces, so.
Oh yeah,
you love sauce. Sauce.
Anything else we should talk about before we get out of here? Anybody been watching anything? Did you watch that, Nick? Did you watch that?
No, Netflix I gotta doc? Finish Tacoma FD. I got like 4 episodes left of the whole show.
That show is funny, so I'll allow that.
Yeah, very much. Dexter Loomis, dude, popping up in the season 4.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. Man. When they meet the D squad, and it's like David Arquette, and is like basically he's Steve Lemmy's like clone, but Dexter Loomis is Ike Crystal's like is his clone.
Okay.
And they do the Predator handshake. Yeah.
I love the chick on that show. She is very beautiful. All right. Hey, Tom, you watching anything new? I mean, you gonna watch the combine this weekend?
Nope. Gonna watch the combine, even though Pat's got a good pick. You guys gonna watch Revolution? Watch Sting's last match?
Oh, if I find a,
I can help you. I can help you with that.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure you got an ad blocker on your computer.
I think they've done the best they could to kind of pump that match up because you got to have him in a tag team match, and you got to have him go over. Hopefully, but I don't know. We'll see against the EVPs what happens. That should be interesting.
I assume they fast track booked like 8 more matches with no storyline. Just so they could fill.
There was
7 hours of pay-per-view.
I don't even know what else is on the card, to be honest with you.
How about
this? I know there's Deonna and Tony.
Yep.
I know that it's now, I don't think Hangman's in anywhere. Swerve and Samoa. Joe.
Oh, Hangman is not. I thought he was pretending to be injured.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he really was hurt.
Oh, I don't know.
I got worked into a shoot, brother.
There was supposed to be a big meat match between Powerhouse Hobbs, Archer, and Wardlow, and then Tony Khan tweeted out that due to injuries they would have to cancel that match, and then they made like a 6-man like match, but all 3 of those guys are in the 6-man match, so I don't know who is hurt.
8 fucking guys. Matches on this. 8 matches.
9.
Oh, 9. Sorry, I cannot read.
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna watch it.
The more I think about it, I really don't think it's entirely their. I mean, they've had so many injuries between. I mean, imagine if you had MJF back and you had Adam Cole healthy. I mean, it's definitely gotten a little bit stale, but half of it's because of just the injuries they have, man.
I was having that conversation with a couple of my local buddies this week about like what their roster could look like with like guys that they have under contract, and if they could book it right and everything, it would be amazing. But Nick, how was the Blitzkrieg Pro show?
I had a very good time. I got up there, and that's not a country club that I've ever been to. I was like, where's like the chandelier? Like,
that is a 9-hole golf course that is open year round. I'll say that much. It's not.
I just was expecting Bushwood, and I did not get Bush. I got Caddyshack 2 Bushwood. Jackie's Wacky Golf.
I've DJed a few weddings there, but
dude, I had a really good time. Like, it's a fun show. A lot of cap guys.
Yeah,
I got to see 50 Cal.
Yeah, you
know, probably just came from your mom's house. I hate to tell you, but 50 Cal with Bobby Cal and Bryce Cal, they all came out as 50 Cal.
Nice. Oh man, I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah, and they just laid waste to anybody in their way. You know, Cruel in person is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude with the mask. I didn't realize he was the MLW guy. I just thought it was some local guy that wears a mask. I was like, oh shit.
I didn't realize he was from MLW either.
Yeah, he's actually in that MLW Series 1 that we won with the figures. Yeah, he's the guy with the mask.
So this is not to like shit on AEW, because I know we do a lot of that there or here. But
you
like,
brought that over in the run-in. Me and Phil used to never say
yeah, we used to always talk good about them.
Blitzkrieg Pro shows, I always feel like, are a good time. Like, I never walk out of there like, oh, I wish I did something else tonight. But at the same time, I feel like, how long was that show? 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
Just over three, I think. Yeah.
I feel like there is never the amount of botches that there are in like an episode of Dynamite or a pay-per-view for AEW. Like, everybody that's on that card is really good. I'm looking forward to their next one. It's Friday, March 22nd. It's at White Lion Brewery in Springfield. Well, it's actually at Tower Square, which is an old mall. Very Monday Nitro vibes.
Yep.
But White Lion Brewery is like right next door and one of the sponsors.
Well, you'll be handing out spaghetti, right? You're gonna be handing out pasta.
Spaghetti Freddy's used to be right down the road. Did you know that?
Tommy Paradise is Pasta Mania.
Yeah. but I will be there. The White Lion wings are amazing. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'll say. But Allie Catch, Sandman is gonna be there. And a bunch of others to be named. Oh, Gangrel and a bunch of others to be named. Yep. So check it out. Check it out if you're in the area, if you're in the New England area. Phil, we gotta get you up here for a Blitzkrieg show.
I'm down, man. Hopefully it's the same weekend. One of those flea markets that my wife would want.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lot of fun doing stuff. Like, glad we got to be part of it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll recap AEW Revolution on the regular. We'll talk about it. How about We'll just talk about it.
Well, you know, if I talk about it, Phil will negatively tweet AEW.
Yeah. Of course. thank you guys for listening. Thank you for downloading. You guys can find us on X at Cave Fig, on Instagram at The Fig Cave. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Fig Cave. Starts at $1 per month. We'd love to have you guys join. A bunch of new content coming out. Best way to support us. I don't even know how much money we make from that. I don't ask Tom for it. All the money that we make goes back into the show for giveaways,
stickers
for the podcast, stickers, all kinds of stuff. So we're not making money off of it. It goes back to you guys. Okay.
It might buy us each a cheesesteak while we're in Philly, but
okay.
Other than that,
well, Nash is not a patron, so
ooh,
he buys own shit.
No, sure. he eats more than all three of us. Trust me.
He can finish mine.
Our merch store is also open. If you guys go to our Instagram and click the link in the bio, it should be there. Because we didn't promote it quite enough, we're going to extend the 10% off sale for 2 more weeks. So use the code LAUNCH at the Fig Cave store and grab some merch, shirts, hoodies, pint glasses, water bottles, coffee cups, stickers, whatever you need. Just go to the Fig Cave on Instagram and click the little link in our bio.
Pants that say Fig Cave across the butt.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, booty shorts.
Don't want social media. Might be cold.
They're actually, I'll wear those.
They're actually labeled Phil's booty shorts. That's a
yeah.
Fig Cave.
Wash your hands, and this should say wash your ass on the back. That'd be fun.
Dude, I went to a brewery the other day, and over the summer they do have a wash your hands lager. And I was like, come on, they got to have it, but it wasn't. They were just having a little toy show upstairs. They didn't have it available.
Oh, man.
Damn it. I'll grab it one of these days.
That's what I'm not looking forward to, the smells at WrestleCon and some of these places. Mania Week, it's going to be stank, dude.
You're going to cosplay as Rick Martel and spray everybody with arrogance, right?
Oh, that'd be great.
You better start working on that tan. Old Spice.
Put Old Spice in there. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Wash your hands. Yeah.
Stay classy, Marks. Yeah, boys.